It's time to move on to a stud.
I told you, you said it was over.
Liam Payne.
Gosh, goes high.
Yes.
High notes for a stud.
Uh-huh. That song right there was written by Charlie Puth. And Liam took it and did wonders with it. We talked to Charlie about that as well, but we'll get that interview on Monday for you.
Okay.
But right now it's all about Liam Payne. Backstage at Jingle Ball a couple days ago with me and Jenna. You want to hear how that went down?
Yes. Sure.
Here you go.
Hey, hey, hey. Have we started yet?
What are you doing? We have started.
I hope we started because that's brilliant.
I was trying
to. I kind of want to join in though. You know what I mean? It's like
trying out for the dance squad.
I know you have good dance moves. I saw you were joking and giving yourself a hard time.
Hold on, let me start over here so I can tell you what I was doing because I was so dumb.
Yeah,
I was warming up.
You were gyrating.
Yeah,
you were swirling your hips.
I get
a hula hoop, invisible hula hoop on.
When you meet a celebrity, you get excited. So I was trying to calm my nerves and I was doing this weird gyration. As Liam walked in and he caught me doing it,
yeah.
and that's where the interview started.
No, and then he did it, and then I was standing in the middle. I felt like I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So now we'll start over. Now you can visualize the gyration going on between Liam and myself.
Hey, hey, hey. Have we started yet?
We have started.
I hope we started because that's brilliant.
I was trying to.
I kind of want to join in though. You know what I mean? It's like
trying out for the dance squad.
I know you have good dance moves. I saw you were joking and giving yourself a hard time, like you don't have good dance moves.
You know what? I try.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
How's your golf swing? I saw you.
Oh,
golf
you know, I lost by 3 points in the end.
We went golfing today?
Top golf, which is like golf, but like bowling score.
Yeah.
And I was messing about, like trying to play one handed and spin around and stuff, and it cost me the game in the end.
Now, Liam, since we're talking about sports right now, this is something I just found out about. Were you really training to be a sprinter?
I wasn't a sprinter. I wasn't a fast runner. I was the distance runner.
You're a distance runner.
I was running far for a long time, which was just not fun at all.
But now you box.
I did a bit of boxing when I was a kid. I haven't boxed in ages. You guys are making me feel under pressure about my gym regime now.
Yeah. No, this is great.
No, I saw some paparazzi photos. I don't know what they get. You were like in Australia. You're like doing some mitt work. That's my workout of choice.
Oh, I thought you were saying I punched someone or something.
No.
We saw you out in
boxing
Australia.
Boxing for fitness.
Yes.
Yeah, boxing for fitness.
For the love of the game.
Yeah.
I guess it comes in handy to be a long distance runner. You can run away from the girls when they're chasing you. And if somebody gets in the way, you can give them a nice little hook to get it going. That's what you do.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about that.
No.
Yeah.
No, but to be honest, when we were younger, we used to break in and out of venues was like one of our things that we used to do. Whenever we used to come to a venue that we knew we were playing the next day, we kind of break in because it was kind of okay because it was yours for the night.
Yeah.
And then we used to get caught. And then the one time this woman locked us out and then there was like about 40 girls that were, it's like 2 in the morning. I don't know where these kids came from, but they were chasing us down the street and the woman just wouldn't let us back in. We were like, no, we don't understand. We're playing here tomorrow. She's like, nope. Because we were running away from her for hours.
What was the best way to break into a venue?
Try every door.
Just every door and they were unlocked? See, I've never tried that before.
There you go.
I want to go break in with Liam sometime.
We can go break in places.
And you saved Calvin Harris at a party.
I did, a long time. Yeah, a while ago. It was at Miley Cyrus's 21st, I think.
Yeah.
And she had it in some really random place and there was like smaller people who were around serving the drinks. And then they had one smaller person who was like on a, pretending to be like Cupid.
Yeah.
He had like green hair, so it was a bit mixed up Cupid. And that's not really what I imagined Cupid to be like. Not that I've ever found him or met. But he was kind of flying towards me. And Calvin Harris is like a big dude.
He's really tall.
Yeah, he's pretty tall. So like the thing was going to hit him in the head and he just got his drinks. I was like, Calvin. And if I imagine it in slow motion, then he kind of ducked. And yeah, I didn't really save him. He just nearly got kicked in the head
by
a small
person.
So
it really happened, or that's just one of those heroes.
No, it's a real story. That really happened in my life.
I just feel like that's what life's like now.
Take his hero story away from him.
Take it away from me.
This man's a hero. He brought back the chicken fries at Burger King.
I know. I don't know how that happened. I've never even eaten chicken fries, but I bought them back, so I'm happy for all those people out there who are.
Is there anything you have done using your massive celebrity, just like shutting something down?
Well, obviously
like
not things for myself at the moment. I'm always doing things for other people.
Yeah. Think about yourself now, Liam. What do you want to get for yourself this holiday season?
What do I want to get? Just love.
Yeah,
in general.
You got that from your girl and your home, baby, right?
Yeah, I got a lot of home.
Yeah, yes. I know it has to be hard to
just
be away, though, right?
Oh yeah, it's tough. But I've got a lot of time off. The music industry kind of breaks over Christmas for quite a long time, so you get a little bit of time off at home with family, which is good.
Do you have any different special traditions in England for Christmas?
Well, we have. I don't think you guys have Boxing Day, do you?
No.
What's Boxing Day?
Exactly. I think it's when you box up the presents. So is it like Boxing Day?
Yeah.
It's not going
to have someone, to do
can
with
someone Wikipedia, because it's always right,
boxing
what Boxing Day means.
Because, you know, I grew up in Mexico, and we used to have Dia de los Reyes, which is a Three Wise Men Day. So we would have Santa Claus show up, and then, like, on January 6th, we'd get presents from the Three Wise Men.
Now, that's just cool.
And then I moved to the States.
See, Boxing Day's not that funny. It's just
a
name. We don't really do anything on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
It's part of it. What is Boxing Day for anyone who's English in here who knows? Anyone?
Anybody?
So
any British people here?
help our friends.
We have a tradition. We're just ignorant Americans. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
boxing.
Sure.
No, these people are good English.
Your team.
You what? You tip the tradesman? That's not fun.
I don't like doing that, then. We're going to get rid of
money.
Day.
We got presents, then
I
we have to tip for
it. I can't wait to celebrate that tradition.
Tipping Santa. We tipped some cookies and whiskeys, fine.
Well, speaking of the holidays, Christmas music, if you could only sing one Christmas song for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I would go with NSYNC.
NSYNC. What was NSYNC's Christmas song?
Merry Christmas.
Happy
Merry
Christmas. That's Ucha. You can do your little dance. Merry Christmas.
Dance, Liam. Do the dance.
Well, we've been loving all the stuff lately. We're so excited to see you perform tonight.
Thank you. I'm super excited. It's good to be back out on the stage.
You're going
to
have another falsetto off with Charlie? Did you win the last one?
I don't know. He has got an amazing falsetto.
Yeah, who's higher?
You can sing a note at Charlie. You should try this later on. It's a really fun game. And he'll tell you that's an A or that's a D or whatever.
The perfect pitch, right?
Yeah. I can tune a guitar without anything, but I'm not like, I don't know any notes on the keyboard.
That's better than most people can do, Liam. By far.
There we go.
Did you get a baby tattoo yet for your son?
I haven't had time to get a tattoo yet. I've been trying to get a tattoo for ages, but I just haven't had the time.
Let's go get one soon.
Yeah. Baby feet?
I got baby feet, hands.
Cool. I like that.
I got a heart that he drew me, so if you need any ideas, holler at your boy.
I'm just going to steal one of those. Thank you very much.
So we look forward to the next tattoo. Everybody give it up for Liam.
They'll be like, Liam did that first. I'll be like, well, you know.
I'll take that. I'll give it to you, Liam. Give it up for Liam Payne, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you see Liam with the same tattoos I have, he can get the credit.
Watching that video back, it's so funny.
Jenna.
Jenna.
Liam was getting, he likes to get close to the group.
British people are close talkers, and I feel like I don't want it to feel like I'm getting too close, but there was a moment where his face is like touching mine, and Anna even said after stick turning, you kept moving over. I had to move the camera because you kept getting closer to JC. I kept giving him space and he kept getting closer, and then watching the video back, he's so close. They just like to close talk.
Because it's polite in there. I think it's polite to be up close and
I don't
personal.
Know why I'm so crazy that I'm moving away.
I didn't either.
Yeah. And then Jenna's like backing it up on me. I'm like, girl.
And it's like I had to move the camera throughout the interview because you guys are moving so much.
I was cuddled up next to the wall by the end of the interview.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to give him space.
You can catch that video if you want to check it out. Watch Jenna moving away slightly throughout the interview.
I have a horrible game. Thinking back to Jingle Ball, I have a terrible game. I mean, he's taken.
Yeah, he's taken.
Just
in
general, I have a terrible game.
Yeah, and we do play the game with Charlie, the perfect pitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did one little round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see how he does.
Well, you did.
I did, yeah. That's on Monday.
He does have perfect pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or so he claims.
I'm not going to argue with him.
Around 7:10 Central on Monday, we'll play that for you.
All right.
Yeah, or so he claims, Kelly, because I did the note and he said it was something, but...
How do you know?
How are you going to know, though?
That's true. We could get the actual note and then we'll...
He goes music nerd on us.
He goes really music nerd. Charlie's so
talking
cool.
Notes, yeah.
Liam and Charlie as a team was great because that bedroom floor song is so good.
I told you, you said it was over.
Falsetto, though.
Can you imagine being in there when they're recording that song?
I wish. Wish I could be in
The dream come true.
So, got a text message right here. Don't forget, we got another gift for you coming up in about 40 minutes, Kid Nation. But did JC talk about his biological grandma yet? Yesterday, I told you that after years of searching for my mother's biological parents, my mom was adopted. And moved back to Mexico, so she had no way to contact them. After years of searching, we finally found her.
Mm-hmm.
We found her.
Legit story, y'all.
And we left you with, we came up with a text to send my grandmother, and my mom sent it. And as of then, we had not heard anything. And then yesterday after the show, I was with you guys. Mm-hmm. My mom sent me a text, and she just put, I talked to her.
Yeah.
Oh.
I talked to her. I got goosebumps all over my body. I was like, I can't wait to get home and talk to my mom. So I actually came in the studio and I talked to my mom and recorded our conversation with her blessing. She said, share my story.
Yay.
And we'll play you that call next.
With the Kid Nation app, you can stay connected to the show even when you're on the go. I just made a rhyme there. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.